I joined the military for my kid and his mom.
I miss my son a lot.
One of the things with the military is tobacco, but that's how a lot of people try to deal with mental issues. Everyone's vaping constantly. After my first hit of a vape, I was hooked like that. Once I got back home from my deployment, I caught my son trying to hit my vape. That was it. I had to quit.
Isaiah started vaping to try to deal with stress and quit because of his son. Learn how he and other Californians are rising above big tobacco at undo.org.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. GM is killing off the Ultium brand name in its modular approach to batteries. Now it's making moves to improve battery performance and reduce costs. The automaker is investing $10 million in a material science company called Forge Nano that specializes in a process called atomic layer deposition. Basically, it's a super thin coating that can be applied to the anode, the cathode, or both, and will improve energy density, increase charging rates, decrease the chance of thermal runaway, and extend battery lifetimes. Forge Nano will build prototype cells for GM at its headquarters in Colorado, and will also use its investment to expand manufacturing and into new areas like semiconductors. So, GM may get a new source of chips for its cars as well. Speaking of GM, the Chevrolet Corvette ZR1 is now the fastest car ever built by an American automaker. The 1,064-horsepower ZR1 hit 233 miles an hour on a test track in Germany. And somewhat surprisingly, it was driven by GM president Mark Reuss. Although, if you didn't know, Reuss is actually a very accomplished racer. But maybe even more surprising is that we learned from a source that Reuss and the Corvette team made the record-breaking runs on September 13th and 14th, which means it was able to keep the news secret for a month. Now, going back to battery materials for a moment, U.S.-based Aspen Aerogels could get over $670 million in loans from the Department of Energy to help build a nearly billion-dollar plant in Georgia. The company specializes in thermal barriers that can prevent battery fires, and it already has contracts with GM and Toyota. As we reported yesterday, Stellantis' global sales plunged 20% in the third quarter. Over in Europe, it already suspended production of the Fiat 500e at its Mirafiori plant in Italy until the end of the month due to poor sales. And now the automaker is going to halt production of another model. Stellantis announced that it will suspend production at several assembly and engine plants in Italy next month, which will impact the Fiat Panda. The company says it's making the move due to tough market conditions. According to Dataforce, Fiat sold nearly 3,900 Pandas in Europe in August, down from 6,500 units a year ago. And because of moves like this, Stellantis' shipments around the world were also down by 20% in the third quarter. The UK is planning to ban sales of new ICE vehicles in 2030, but a majority of drivers have no interest in an EV. According to a survey by Sustain, a synthetic fuel specialist, 59% of drivers who own a gas or diesel-powered vehicle plan on keeping their car indefinitely, and 52% said they don't believe the mandate can be met without including new ICE sales. 40% don't believe BEVs can meet their driving needs, and more than a quarter say they'll buy an ICE vehicle close to the deadline.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
More and more automakers are getting into humanoid robots, and now Toyota is the latest. It's partnering with Boston Dynamics to integrate Toyota Research Institute's AI tech into Boston Dynamics' humanoid robot called Atlas. The two plan to perform a range of tasks and use that data to improve the robot's dexterity. And this isn't Toyota's first foray into robotics. It's been developing robots for many years, but mainly for in-home applications to aid the elderly. And we also find this partnership interesting since Boston Dynamics is now owned by Hyundai. Nissan is coming out with a new Murano. Despite riding on the same platform with a body that's a little more than 2.5 inches wider, the styling is significantly different. It looks like just about every panel was touched on the SUV. And the same can be said of the interior. It's a fairly uncluttered design with dual 12.3-inch digital screens that come standard. Nissan is ditching the Murano's old 3.5-liter V6 in favor of a 4-cylinder engine. It's a 2-liter turbocharged unit that makes 241 horsepower and 260 pound-feet of torque. The old V6 made the opposite, 260 horsepower and 240 pound-feet of torque. The new Murano will be sold exclusively in the U.S. and Canada, and it'll start reaching dealer lots early next year. Nissan has steadily been losing market share in the U.S. over the last 5 years. In the first half of the year, it was just under 6%. But fresh products like the new Murano and Kicks could provide a boost. Ferrari unveiled an all-new supercar, the F80, which is the most powerful production vehicle in its history. Surprisingly, there's no V12 under the hood, or even a V8 for that matter. The two-seat hybrid is powered by a 3-liter turbocharged V6 mated to an 8-speed DCT along with an electric front axle and rear electric motor. The system produces 1,200 horsepower, has a maximum speed of 350 kilometers an hour, or 217 miles an hour, and can move from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in just 2.15 seconds. Ferrari is only planning to build 799 F80s with a starting price of 3.6 million euros, or nearly 4 million bucks. Chinese autonomous company WeRide is teaming up with the Geely brand to introduce a new robotaxi. The WeRide GXR is based on the Farizon Supervan, but then decked out in a LiDAR-based AV system. There's no pillar between the passenger and side sliding doors, and no front passenger seat, so you get a massive opening to enter the van. WeRide operates in several markets outside of China as well, including the U.S. and the United Arab Emirates, where it recently signed a deal to operate an AV fleet with Uber. So, maybe we'll see Uber GXRs in the UAE. And in other autonomous news, self-driving startup Pony AI is planning to file an initial public offering in the U.S. this week. Bloomberg reports the company is looking to raise $300 million. The Silicon Valley startup was founded in 2016, and its investors include Toyota and China's GAC, which is also reportedly interested in investing in the IPO. Pony AI operates autonomous fleets in the U.S. and China, and last December, it received a permit to charge riders for fully driverless robotaxi services in the city of Guangzhou. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Don't forget to check out Autoline After Hours this afternoon. We'll be talking about getting students interested in the automotive industry, and I'm sure we'll also get into Tesla's We Robot event and maybe some of the stuff that's going on in Mexico. I hope to see you there at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility. And by ZF.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution, in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Performance that shines, even in the rain. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Potenza tires, improved grip in wet conditions.
These days, everything in San Francisco costs more. But a single line at Verizon doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. And dinner for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Downtown rent, that's not coming down. But Verizon, down. One line for just $50 a month. That designer golden doodle, so much more. But Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service is now just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a San Francisco Verizon store. $15 promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.